It's a new year, it's a new House of Reps, but it's the same old Trump this week, the first week of 2019. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us every week on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. New year, new us, same shutdown. Donald Trump has met with congressional leaders but been unable to nut out a solution to this partial government shutdown as it approaches the two-week mark.
It seems to me he would have done this while his party was in charge. Nancy challenged him to do that. And she said, you haven't got the votes. And when he did have the votes, it was for a continuing resolution that he wasn't for, so he said no. God only knows when this is going to end. The Democrats have the advantage now because they can put stuff on from their House on the record, pass it over the Senate. The Senate may pass it, then he rejects it. It is now his tar baby.
Well, that's exactly it. I believe it was something like five GOP-backed solutions that passed through the House, but Trump refused to allow a vote in the Senate without wall funding. I mean, try as he might, there is no one else to blame for this shutdown but Trump.
No, and he thinks maybe there's a logic here. I don't have any support anywhere but my base. My base wants this. If I don't deliver this, then I have no support anywhere at all. And I'm coming up against the Mueller investigation. I'm coming up against this New York crime stuff. I'm coming up against the fact that I have no cabinet. This job is no fun anymore, so I'm going to try to win this. This is the Hail Mary pass at the end of the game.
Look, speaking of the wall, the border, last week we did see a second migrant child, 8 years old, die while being held at the border last week. Trump tried to blame this one on Democrats as well.
And that really backfired.
Yeah, well, this
that
is it.
Really, really backfired. And the agency that's supposed to be protecting the border isn't getting paid. The courts have been shut down, so they can't process anyone. So they're stacking up. So the problem's getting worse, and more kids or adults will die because they're just sitting out there without any health or any other protection. This is so mean-spirited that I think it would make even the most radical redneck cry.
We might touch more on that in a moment, but it is a momentous day because new seats are being sworn in at the Senate and the House of Reps this morning our time, giving Dems control of the House. We've discussed this before, but what does it mean in the new year and possibly for the shutdown?
Well, of course, what it means is the Democrats have all the initiative because, like here, the lower house initiates most legislation. The Senate reviews, but it doesn't initiate much legislation, only in a few instances. So the Democrats have the upper hand. Now they can also subpoena people. So the Mueller investigation doesn't have to end. The Democrats can just start it again using their subpoena power. So he is really up a creek without a paddle.
All sides. Nancy Pelosi elected speaker. No surprises there?
No surprise at all. I think the whole business about her not being elected as speaker actually has played into her hand because she's already got a victory. Now, with a victory under her belt, and she's facing a very rebellious group of people. These people want to hang Trump and everybody else in the Republican Party. And they're young, they're smart, they're able. So there's going to be a lot of big battles inside the party on what actions to take next.
We've seen the Democrats push to the left, you know, over the past few years at the very least, push to the left, sometimes painfully so. There was talk of a so-called liberal revolt on the House Dems' first day in the House over some internal rules led by the likes of California Rep. Ro Khanna and someone we've talked about as a rising star, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's not quite a bloodletting, you would have to say, but Is there a need for some dissent in the party? And if so, is this the time to have it before 2020?
Well, there are three levels of dissent here. One's over these rules. And the rules give the speaker a hell of a lot of power to assign people to committees, to determine how legislation passes through and the like. The second level of dissent is this move to the left. What kind of left-wing legislation do you want? For example, Pelosi wants PAYGO. That is, any bill has to have enough money in the Treasury to pay for it. Well, the left says, if the Republicans pass bills without this, why should we? But she's learned from California and bringing California back that if you put a bill up like this, all of a sudden the government starts correcting its expenditures and spending money in the right places. You don't have to stop what's being spent, but people start looking at how they're spending it. And so she wants this. The third level of dissent here is over what we do. Do we spend our time going after the president? There are a group of people who want to do that. They don't care what the result is, but another group don't want to do it. So these things are going to be played out for sure and very soon.
Well, speaking of 2020, Elizabeth Warren has made her presidential ambitions known this week. Americans, you guys have these exhaustingly long presidential campaigns, so we could start to see her rally early. What do you make of this, Ed?
I think it'll be a very short rally. Those of us who are Native Americans don't see her as a viable candidate.
Mm.
And we actually have some Native Americans in the Congress who are potential candidates. Elizabeth Warren, I don't know exactly why she's doing this. I think she made the wrong step with this Native American thing.
Mm.
Now this early announcement is another wrong step. Now she may think, well, if Trump made a whole bunch of wrong steps, I can make some. But the way I read this, she'll be out early. And then she will become a lame duck senator. Having run for president and not being the Senate is a club. And you want to run for the top job in that club. She wouldn't challenge Schumer, but she could come in, at a high level in the Senate. The Senate is a good place to play. Look at Hatch from Utah. He was a very powerful person in the Senate. So you don't have to be president of the United States to be powerful if you're a U.S. senator. In the House, it's different. Only the speaker has power. But in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, powerful people. I think that's the way she should have gone, but she's ruining that chance now.
A couple of op-eds I'd like to get your opinion on, Ed, as we do sometimes. Firstly, a piece in the New York Times, The Inevitability of Impeachment by Elizabeth Drew, who claims 2019 Republicans will decide Trump is too much of a burden on them or on the country to continue with his presidency. Now, as you mentioned, Dems in the House, they're going to add a lot of fuel to that fire, regardless of whether they decide to go after him hard or not. But the situation is so, so fluid and has been since 2016. Can anybody call anything inevitable at this point?
Well, it doesn't serve the Democrats to impeach him. Better to have him locking down the Republican Party and not getting a good Republican candidate than unleashing the possibility of a good Republican like Mitt Romney being the candidate. So I don't see the value in impeaching him, but I do see the value in destroying him. And this is what Mueller's doing. Destroy his money, destroy his reputation, destroy his family, destroy his options, and destroy his future. Because when he walks out the door, there won't be a limousine waiting for him. There'll be handcuffs. And I think this is where it's going to end up, when the president's going to be battling to remain president so he doesn't face imprisonment. Many people don't know this, but being pardoned of a federal crime does not necessarily mean for the same crime, where there are state rules, you cannot be imprisoned. That's what Manafort's facing. Even if Trump gives him a pardon, Manafort can go back to a D.C. court and be faced with state crimes. and a New York court with state crimes. And, of course, the president has racketeering crimes he could be put up for. These are all state crimes, or they're in federal districts that would take action even if he had a federal pardon, because they say the crimes you let him out for, Mr. Vice President, are not the crimes we're indicting him for now. So he's in a very difficult position. He's striking out now in an effort to position himself to get support by his base when this inevitable blows come. And he's hoping that perhaps he can resign, kind of the last minute, turn it over to Pence, and walk away free. I think those days are gone.
That balancing act for Trump is rather intriguing, because we're looking at this balancing act for the Republicans as well. And as you said there, the Democrats would rather have Trump in there as the face of the Republican Party, as he's been doing so far. As we mentioned before, with the shutdown, the Republicans passed a bunch of measures. Trump rejected those measures, so it's still the party of Trump. In terms of the cracks that are showing, you mentioned Mitt Romney there a moment ago, another op-ed this week in the Washington Post, taking aim at Trump and saying, I think very clearly, this is a quote from that one, the president has not risen to the mantle of the office.
Yeah. Mitt Romney's, of course, positioning himself. For Mitt Romney, impeachment is a great idea. But the other thing he's doing, the new senators who were elected, I believe all of them, including the woman from, the man from South Dakota, who defeated Hatcher, I believe she was, have all stopped saying they're independent of Trump. Even though Trump campaigned for them, they want to be independent. Scott was independent of Trump from Florida right from the beginning. So Romney wants to be a leader of that group. Now, Lindsey Graham wants to be a leader of that group. So there's a group of people starting in the Senate, and the Senate's a six-year term. Most of them don't need Trump. And in 2020, they certainly don't need Trump. So this is not the same game he was playing before, where people need him. And furthermore, senators, 6 years is pretty much enough for them. Most of them don't go beyond 12. So they're going to start putting their backs up. And I can imagine a situation where the Senate and the House pass a bill, a continuing resolution to keep the government open, and get the votes that are veto-proof. They have to get two-thirds in each body, and then it doesn't matter whether the president vetoes them or not, they go into effect. That would be total humiliation for the president.
And just finally, as I say, our first chat for 2019, we touched on where the Mueller investigation is right now as we start the new year. Any other wishes for the new year, Ed?
Well, my big wish for the new year is that the Democrats act very, very responsibly, even though they want to move to the left. And here are the things I want them to do. I want them to have a universal health care program. They might use Medicare to do it. It won't be anything outrageous, but Medicare would be a great platform for that, and add in the pieces of Obamacare. The second thing I would like to see done is an immigration bill. Immigration bill would take all the thunder out of Trump's rhetoric. And it would also probably put the immigration courts in with the rest of the U.S. court system, so you don't have this business of them being overturned all the time and being really working for the government. They work as regular courts. The third thing I would like to see in the political side of things is the Democrats now have enough seats and enough houses in the states to redistrict. And so if redistricting occurs, and 2020 is the year when that would happen, the Republican Party is a party of the past.
US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.